Copy2 is an online bookmarking service, a place to store links to your favourite sites online. It could be that you've got a group of students working on a particular project and doing some research, and Copy2 might be the place where they save all the links to the interesting pieces of information that they might want to refer to later on. They can save it all in one place, and they can also share it with each other or even with the rest of the class. In order to use Copy2, you first of all have to create an account, and the free version limits you to, I think it's 100 bookmarks. Okay, when you've created your account and you're within the Copy2 dashboard, you simply click on New to create a new bookmark and then paste in the URL of the site that you want to save. There are other ways of actually bookmarking. If you've got Chrome, Safari or Mozilla Firefox as your browser, you can get a browser extension, and that, well, when installed, will just provide you with a button, a Copy2 button, and when you're on a site, click on the button and then that will generate the bookmark for you straight away. You can also send emails to a Copy2 email address, and in that case you can actually put several links into a single email and fire that off, and Copy2 will sort those out into different bookmarks for you. If you've already got a load of bookmarks or favourites saved in your browser, there's the option to import them, and also later on, if you want to save them out from Copy2 to somewhere else, you can export them too. I can see Copy2 being useful if you've got students doing some research, but then a much more powerful feature of Copy2 is that rather than saving whole web pages, if they find a specific piece of information on a page and they highlight it, provided the browser extension's been installed, they can just save that little section of information as a bookmark. They can get back to it later on from the Copy2 dashboard. Each bookmark that's saved saves a little thumbnail of the site or of the little section that's been saved. And it's an important thing, if you're gathering a lot of information, to be able to tag it properly, or as Copy2 says, label it. So as they're going along, the students need to be interrogating the information, thinking what's important about it, and then labelling each little bookmark or little subsection of a web page, labelling it in a way that will allow them or others to find it later on when they go back and look through their information and try to filter it down. Copy2 also has a mobile version, an app that you can install on your phone, and that might make it easier if people are doing some research while they're on.